you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, I want to take a moment and thank you guys for spending your hard-earned money with our sponsors.
We work really hard to find products and services that you guys will love, and we appreciate all the fans who support our sponsors. This is your chance to have us promote your business to some of the most hardcore fans on the planet.
Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use our show code TOPICS, T-O-P-I-X, so they know we sent you.
Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code TOPICS.
All right, let's start the show.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. Alex picking it up. Oh, my God. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody?
Alex, you are fucking there for me every time I forget.
I got your back,
sister. I remembered this time, but then we had a technical difficulty, and then I forgot the second time.
When the intro starts, Kim starts the show by going, don't forget when the intro starts. Don't forget when the intro starts. Like, literally, like, there's no place like home. It's crazy.
And then I forget when the intro starts.
I could tell when she's going to forget, because you're either 100% on it or just fucking not in the room anymore.
Yeah. That's how it'd be.
Actually pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, I just don't know. I think that the music gets me sometimes.
I like our song.
I really like our song. So sometimes,
like, I don't know how that song is like a free song that people could use, because it's like that song should be on the radio.
We paid so much for that song. Everyone,
$700,000 for that song.
Because we have a lot of money, because we're a successful podcast.
So successful.
So shout out to our 40,000 live listeners. Holy shit, you guys. You guys are really coming through.
Thanks for coming back week after week after week. It really means the world to us.
Oh my God. Thank you. And to our 1,600 pay pigs. Oink, oink. That's all you get.
Oinky, oinky. Kim, how's it being back in New York?
That's how it smells.
That's a good piggy. That's a good one.
Oh shit. You know what? I have gum in my mouth.
Oh, unprofessional. That's on her finger.
So
just gonna do the rest of the show like that.
So
I had people talk to me about how gross the pancake I ate during last week's show was. I would never eat that pancake.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. It's fucked up.
I liked our last week's show because I liked the way it looked, like how we were just chilling on a couch.
That's literally the way that was the way we recorded like the first 50 episodes of this show, by the way, like on maybe at least 20 on
my
Kim's
living room couch. When I lived with the two doctors.
It was a couch just like that. Yeah.
With the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And you only met one of them. And we called the other one when I got laced.
You want to hear, that's what we called?
Yeah.
Hilarious. You want to hear something funny about last week's episode?
What?
Harrington told me that when he heard that we recorded the day after New Year's when we got home from breakfast, that he assumed that we would still be in our New Year's dresses from the night before and that it would be all hot. I was like, men are fucking retarded.
What?
I was literally the first thing that Harrington's ever said that fucking offended me, where I'm like, you think we couldn't get, we went home and washed our faces at 7 a.m. on New Year's morning.
We did a whole face routine.
I showed Kim my face routine. Like, I gave her all my products at 7 in the morning.
There were actually many times during our trip where we should have been sleeping for sure. And me and Alex would just like stay up all night and then wake up early and giggle.
Yeah.
It was actually weird.
But like, we changed our clothes.
We had
what
time.
What do you think we are?
We had time.
Yeah,
we're not
time.
Animals. We're not coming home and just sleeping in our dresses.
I thought we went to the Waffle.
We showered
as soon as we got home.
He thinks we're pigs.
He thinks we're piggies. Isn't that offensive?
It's actually really offensive.
It's like, stop thinking with your dick like we're going to be dressed in the same fucking clothes that we just got fucked up on for 24 hours. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Bobby, how weirded out would you have been if we woke up on New Year's Day and came in our clothes the night before? You'd have been like, why didn't you change? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw you come in. Why didn't you just get changed?
We were here. We were awake. We were hanging out.
Anyway, that pissed me off.
We met Chanel West Coast. You guys heard about it.
You guys have to go back and listen to last week's show if you didn't hear about it.
We're still waiting on Miss West Coast to hit us up.
Miss West Coast, thank you again for the scraps.
We stayed in some pretty interesting places.
Yeah, that's what I really want to talk about today.
She wants to spend the whole time.
Not necessarily, but we got to go over this. I mean, it was wild. I mean, we got to LA and Bobby hooked it up. Bobby picked the Airbnb. And I think you did an amazing job. I think you picked a really nice place.
Thank you.
We couldn't really smoke there, but that was the only minor negative that there was.
Like, yeah, but you can smoke anywhere else outside in LA. And the weather's beautiful, so it's not like you don't want to go outside.
It was fine. The Airbnb itself was a place that when Kim came in there, she was like, I would rent a place like this. Like,
yeah.
I would live here.
Yeah.
It was the first floor, so you didn't have to really worry about going up and downstairs and stuff like that.
It was
so
easy. It was chill. It was nice.
Two really nice bedrooms, each with their own bathroom. Mm-hmm. The living room was the couch that we recorded on in last week's episode. Mm-hmm. Kitchenette, all that nice stuff.
Yes.
And then later in the week.
No, but we also in that place, that's where we had our twin sister mirrors.
Yeah, we had our beds. We had full beds next to one another, like across the room from one another.
You can't,
but still
you
next
can't
to
talk
one another.
About our fucking weird sleep things where Bobby rented this place and me and Alex got the master bedroom.
And Bobby and Tanya got there first and they still gave us the big room. It's like.
It was the only room with two beds. Otherwise, I would have definitely took that room.
You mean you and Tanya don't sleep like the Brady Bunch couple? Yeah, but it had a perfectly placed mirror. I think we might have talked about it last week.
We talked about it.
Did we have a picture of it?
Last
week. I sent a picture of it.
Oh, did you send a picture of
it? But make sure my nipple's not in it.
Give me a second.
You say that about every picture. Literally all the time. You're like, was my nipple in it or do we have to retake it?
For someone who put their own boobs on a t-shirt, I have a huge fear of my nipples being out.
It's actually wild.
No, you're nipple free. You could bring it up.
Hell yeah. I don't even understand what I'm looking at.
I took a picture in the mirror.
Oh, Kim's. Okay, so you're looking at
the mirror.
Kim.
And you're looking at the mirror.
We're both looking at the mirror. This is just a picture of the mirror where we could see each other, basically.
But yes, look both, how. This is the next morning.
We're both facing the same direction. I look like a mess.
I mean, too. Look at my hair.
I mean, Kim also has to sleep shirtless, but she like sleeps like she's got a tube top on.
I do. And with my sheets.
I had my fucking tube. Two-parent household pajamas on.
We sleep so opposite. You sleep so conservative and I sleep so slutty.
I mean, wow.
We have opposite sleeps.
This picture doesn't even, it almost doesn't make sense visually.
You look like you have a chihuahua next to you. Why? No,
because I was sleeping with my scarf on, which is why you thought I had a hunchback.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's true.
She took a video of me in my sleep and she's like, you're the only person I know who develops a hunchback in their sleep.
It's true. I was like, this is gross.
But yeah, so this room was fucking awesome. It was everything we could have ever wanted. We're facing the same direction and we get to choose when we're looking in each other's eyes, like right ahead of us. It's wild.
Yeah. Well, we could face each other is the thing. And then we could also both face the wall. And then I could still look at you while you're facing the wall.
We opted for that the whole time. It was like a little like less direct. It's like you could communicate better because it's less direct.
Yes. Totally.
I like that.
There's a whole nother dimension between us. Can I get a tissue so I don't have to... The gum is getting really hard on my finger.
The gum's going to be part of Kim's... She still has that piece of gum she took out.
I just know it's going to fall off my finger soon. I'm sorry for who I am, Bobby. Thank you.
So I can't think of one other complaint that I have about that Airbnb. I just can't. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
They're weird rules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't unplug things.
They had really weird rules.
What?
But that's about it. Fine.
Yeah, that's
I can live with that. You know what I noticed? I never watch TV anywhere anymore. Like that TV in our room stayed off the entire time.
Bobby and I watched TV. We watched that whole series Awake on Netflix. It was awful.
Yeah, I just needed some garbage TV while I was editing.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But anyway, going from that hotel to the place that we stayed in San Diego.
The Comfort Inn in San Diego. Call them out.
Comfort Inn Gas Lamp. I'll say
Comfort
it.
Comfort Inn and Gas Lamp. You are pigs.
I'll say it right now. You guys are fucking piggies. Not in a good way.
They're bad pigs.
I'm going to start off with the concept of like, we actually spent a little bit of time going back and forth as to whether we thought the room was acceptable or not. We really did.
Yeah.
So I checked in a day before Kim did.
Oh.
And I was like.
I just remembered the big detail about the room.
Yeah. When I when I got in the room, immediately I was like, meh, I'm unimpressed with this.
Right.
And then within about 5 minutes, as I'm walking around the room,
yes,
I noticed that it's most definitely, no questions asked, no two ways about it, the handicapped room.
Yes.
Which, my first thought is like, the handicapped room's good. It's the better room to get because it's bigger. Like, everything's made to be wheelchair accessible.
That's what a good person thinks, yeah.
And I feel like that was your first thought when you got there too.
No.
No? Okay. No. Well, anyways,
my first thought was the evil one.
It was like, oh yeah, that's right. It's like, as you walked around the room, you were less and less and less impressed with things. We have some pictures of the room, but I don't know if Kim wants to say her piece first.
Well, do you want about what I thought?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if I should say it.
Okay.
It was like, do you know, let's see if I could put this on you. Remember how you explained how you felt about sitting on the seat in the shower?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put it out there. Okay. So, and this is coming from somebody who lived with a very, very elderly person, two elderly people, mm-hmm. until they literally passed away in my house. So, like, I know how this shit works.
In my hands.
If you're like, if there's like a seat in the shower in the disabled hotel room, there's been some really dank pussy on that seat. You know, like, I don't even know how else to put it. Even men, even dick, it's like people be shitting themselves and then washing it off in that shower and sitting directly on that seat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that the hotel staff do enough to that seat to make it sittable.
True.
I just don't. We'll get to
Let's just say right now, we're not being like, oh, people in wheelchairs are gross. No.
No.
I know plenty of great people in wheelchairs. In fact, in college, I was on paraplegic singles because I had a fetish for dudes in wheelchairs for like a hot minute.
That makes perfect sense. We've talked about this on the show before. A hot dude in a wheelchair? How bangable.
Dude,
are you kidding?
Friday Night Lights, the guy on episode one, what the fuck was his name?
I don't know. Pull him up.
Not Tim Riggins' best friend. He got handicapped and he was so fucking sexy. Mm-hmm.
It's like your dick
still
works.
So I'm saying right now, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
ugly ones.
That is fucked up. I'm just talking about, I was disturbed thinking about how much issues were in my bed.
Kim was worried that there was going to be somebody with a colostomy bag in her bed that might have like opened, leaked. I don't know how they work. We're ignorant.
We are.
We don't know anything.
We don't. But I got, look
don't
at him.
Don't ever be offended by
look
us.
At him.
We're stupid. That's
would
hot.
You not fuck him
I would,
in a wheelchair?
I would bang him right in his wheelchair.
Me too.
I wonder if it bounces.
Look at it does. The wheels are already tilted from how much he gets fucked. Look at him.
You know
they're
when,
tilted
like,
out.
You know like the rims on a car that like the car will like bounce along yes. with the music? I want to be fucking a dude in a wheelchair where his wheels do that.
Me too.
Just for ease. You
I
know?
Want him to think he got his legs back.
He felt his toes for a second.
Yeah, I want him to feel his toes for a hot minute.
I'm with you
so
there.
Yeah, I think guys in wheelchairs
so yeah,
are
like
hot.
We love guys in wheelchairs. Don't, but like, yeah, I opted to take the bed that was further from
this
the
is
door.
Like when racist white men say they fuck black women. Is it not the same exact thing?
It might be. I'm not sure. Anyway, take whatever I say with a grain of salt. I'm literally half retarded. That's also not something you're supposed to say.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I took the bed that was further away from the door.
Like a genius.
Well, so I thought at least. But yeah, so Kim was concerned. We both kind of voiced out loud that, you know, Kim's bed was probably the disabled bed and my bed was probably the nurse's bed, right?
It's true. Because I had like the open area next to my bed where you can like wheel
it's
up.
Like it's just
and, like,
easier to like place a person into Kim's bed.
Right. Unless someone's like, bring me to the window.
that would be disabled you, actually. I don't want to lay where all these other disabled people were. Bring me to the window.
And my nurse, you. Would be bringing you.
Why do I have to be your nurse?
Because I feel like I wouldn't want to hang out with anyone else while I was disabled.
I would
the
literally
time.
Take care of you
forever.
You'd
be so nice to me.
I would be so nice.
I know. And I'd be like, Alex, bring me to the window. And you'd bring me like closer to the bed. And I'd go, no, I said to the window. And then I would just stare at the window while you're holding me.
Oh, fuck. So yeah, we're unimpressed with this room. Bobby, do you want to show pictures? I mean, they're not cute. Yeah. I took pictures from every angle of this room.
Oh, okay, yeah. I hope my nipple's not.
So, like, first of all, there's no sink in the bathroom.
First of all, we're adults with real jobs.
There's two sinks in the main room, no sink in the bathroom. And the mirror next to one sink in the main room is for if you're sitting in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's useless to us.
We were like sitting on the floor looking at the mirror.
Yeah. Okay. we were like these mirror shots recently.
That's me hanging in the hallway side of my bed.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. The bathroom is disgusting because there's no difference between the shower and just the floor of the bathroom.
Whatever happened on the tile in front of the toilet runs down to the tiles in the shower,
yeah,
where you keep your feet.
Like, you need shower shoes for sure.
And Alex let her soap dissolve on the chair. Can you go back? Yeah. She let her soap dissolve on that thing.
On the dank pussy chair. Yeah. I did.
Just like the floors don't look good.
I just sort of feel like your soap washes itself off. Can we discuss that?
That's not true.
As an issue? Guys, come on.
When growing up, we all had to share bar soap, like in my house. Like, yeah, that was a thing, and it really fucking bothered me. It was probably one of the beginnings of my issues with things like that.
Kim, if your bar of soap gets dirty, couldn't you just like rub it with itself for a minute and
then
it's clean
again?
Yes, but then
in my head, some of it's clean, but the other stuff I'm pushing deeper into the soap, so it's just getting to the layer there.
But isn't the soap killing whatever it's in it?
But it's still going to be on my skin. If it's killing a poop bacteria, it doesn't physically dissolve the poop bacteria.
I don't want to think of poop on my soap.
I know, neither do I, but I have to.
All right, well, I might have rubbed an elderly person's poop all over my body in that shower.
I know you did. You did.
So did you. We shared soap.
No, you know what I did?
No.
I didn't use the soap.
You bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So obvious. You like didn't like me. Like, this bitch is gross using that soap. I'm not going to use it.
I did not use that soap. I couldn't.
Fucking bitch.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, let's get to the point.
The hotel was sick and the end of it.
It was expensive. It was fucking expensive.
Yeah.
It genuinely was.
Yeah. I was shocked when Alex told me how much it was.
It was too much money. And then the very final night, I literally stay out all night. I come back at like 7:15 in the morning or so.
Mm-hmm. And then I take a shower.
Kimberly is stirring.
I go like this. I hear birds and I go, Alex.
She literally does. It's wild. We just had a honeymoon together last week, basically.
And I go, Alex, and then she came in and we started
packing.
Is that
the sweet sound of my dear voice? The voice of my dear love.
My Alex.
She sounds like a dove in the morning.
I'm sorry, I'm filing my
nails. Stop filing your nails on Mike. Oh, she's so LA now.
I know. 1 week is all it took. 1 week is all it took. So yeah, then we had to fly.
Yeah, so we were flying at like 1 p.m. So we get up at like 8 in the morning. We start packing our shit together. We're just talking shit, whatever it is. And I spy literally not a foot and a half from the spot where if I had stayed in my bed the night before, I would have woken up like a foot and a half away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking giant cockroach, bro.
Yeah. There it is. Oof.
That was him. That was our buddy.
That was our room.
That was our little friend. Right on the fucking curtain. And like my bed is right there. It's just right there.
Yeah.
It's at the head of my bed. It's too much.
Why was the hotel so much? Was it a holiday weekend?
Yeah.
Oh.
But so that thing's chilling there. Kim calls. First of all, Kim goes, I'm going to get Puerto Rican on them real quick and we're going to get our money back.
Oh, yeah. I still need to email them.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to tell them that we're going to post this podcast if they don't give us our money back. Or we're going to post our podcast regardless.
We're posting the podcast regardless.
No, they don't know that.
Not slander. It's all truth.
They don't know it. Comfort Inn, we're coming for you.
Comfort Inn, we're going to get you.
You got us. Now we get you.
So this fucker, I mean, we call them and they send this lady up who takes like 10 minutes. And within that 10 minutes, it literally got into this pose like it was going to attack us.
It did.
Like, you ever watch like a nature documentary and an insect like starts doing this weird thing that you're like, I wouldn't think it could put its body in that position.
Oh God. When you see them like,
yeah. And then David Attenborough's voice is like, and now it is crouched to catch its prey.
That's really good, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, it was doing that. It was fucking fucked up. And then this lady came up and the way that they treated it, like, it was literally an everyday thing there. Fucked me up. Do you realize that she came up and she was like, we get these all the time in Mexico. You just got to get it and grab it and throw it in the toilet.
We were screaming.
We were... When she went to grab it, Kim tried to take a video of her grabbing it, and she was yelled like, at me. Please, no videos.
She, like, got mad at me. She was like, don't take a video of me.
And yeah, oops. Which I understand, because she went to grab it, and it just started running up the curtain.
Why can't I take a video? Because she's a maid cleaning up a cockroach.
What are you, ashamed of your profession? Have some pride, goddammit.
Have some pride for my social media feed and pose, Monica.
This one's got a lot of followers. You ought to have some respect, Monica.
Have some respect, Monica.
Anyway, she came up like a janitor with straight up just like something that she clearly couldn't use for it. It was like a bin to sweep, like a sweeper and like a bin for the floor. Like she thought it was just going to be on the floor. And, She grabbed like a paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
It was so like
casual.
Honestly, Monica, in a certain way, you're my champion and my hero. But
and then when she tried to grab it, she missed it, and it like went up the curtain more, and she chased it. And I was
the
like,
two of us were. I've never heard Kim sound so white in my life.
When
then the scream that
I
you
meant right now.
The two of us were just screaming like tiny white children.
I know.
Ah! Like,
yes.
Yeah.
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 That's what it was.
And then we were saved.
Yeah, but she grabbed that shit and then she was like, yeah, it happens, you know. I'm gonna get out of here. Like
okay.
She didn't even say sorry that this happened. There was nothing. It was so nonchalant. That fucking pissed me off. Am I wrong for that?
No.
Does the hotel not owe me an apology?
No, they owe you everything. They owe you everything because they're infested.
At the front desk
with to be continued at the next podcast, depending on if we get a call back from them.
They just handed me my receipt.
It might be air. It might be roaches. I'll tell you the next podcast, depending on if the Comfort Inn hits us back.
Anyway, Comfort Inn, give us our money back, goddammit.
Give us our money back or we will get revenge.
You don't want to see the two of us.
We're going to pod till our hearts stop.
We'll call this the Cockroach Podcast if we have to.
We'll tag the Comfort Inn.
We'll Yelp you. We'll get all our fans to Yelp you.
Oh, we'll get everyone to Yelp you.
Then you're going to need Yelp.
Okay, goodbye. I'm done. That
the
was,
show's over. Bye, guys.
That was the last episode of this podcast. Literally, I'm so angry.
They're going to need a lot of Yelp.
Oh, no. She said a twice. What else was I going to say?
I don't know.
So, yeah, it was fun. L.A. was nice. The weather was nice. We already did L.A. We covered
everything.
And now we're back.
Yeah. I'm glad to be back. I realized over this trip that the weather in L.A., I used to think that in California it was, like, constantly about 20 degrees warmer than it is here and, like, perfect. And I feel like after this trip I realized it's still kind of cold there. Like
there?
Yeah, like, imagining it as heaven is, like, incorrect.
I mean, when you say it's cold, it's like 24 here in the mornings, and there it's like 61.
I was
and
cold,
then it's
man.
Like, yeah, because we were like spoiled by the great sun. That's what happens.
I guess.
It was like no lower than 61 at any point.
No, at night it got cold.
It didn't go any
lower. It literally
lower.
Did. Bobby, it got cold at night.
It was not 61.
It was like 50s at night.
Yeah, it was definitely below 50s.
Below 50s.
No, I'm sorry. In the mid 50s.
It was.
Okay, so 58. I'm saying 61. Meet me in the middle.
In what world is 58 mid 50s?
Look up what LA was last week. Right fucking now.
Did we ask you guys to pull something else up before? I already forgot.
Fuck it.
I'm really bad with memory.
No. Are you talking about at night or during the day?
At night.
During the day,
Los
it was
Angeles
actually
at night.
What did I ask for before?
I don't know.
Neither.
But yeah, it was nice. How was your plane ride back?
Oh, well, let me just put it this way. I had to blow my nose a lot, and I feel like everybody around me
you're disgusting.
Really thought I was like crazy, crazy sick. And also, since I had stayed up all night the night before, I was like getting my first licks of sleep on the plane.
Oh yeah.
And every time I woke up, I would notice myself like moan a little bit.
Oh yeah. You were like,
Like it was like out of comfort and also out of like
comfort.
Slight discomfort.
That's how much partying she did. She woke up out of comfort on a plane.
what a fucking
animal. Business class. Is that what you said?
Just economy comfort, bro. I like open. I would open my eyes for a second and be like, oh. The sweet, just really nice looking Asian girl next to me, like young. She looks like a few years younger than me. I could only imagine her perception of me. Like, it was
awful. You're
just
the sick, comfortable also, woman.
Not only that, but I was sitting by the window seat, and she was in the middle. And then on the other side of her was this guy who, like, seemed really nice and fine and everything. But when he looked at you, like, one eye was looking at you, and the other eye was looking just dead 90 degrees to the side. Yeah. Like, the worst lazy eye I've ever seen in my whole life. So she was just caught between...
So he stared at you the whole flight?
Basically. He was staring at her through one eye, and she was, like, trying not to breathe near me. It was... I felt just bad for her.
Really?
I moaned 90 times on that flight, Kim.
No.
I kept waking up to my own moan.
No.
I was like, am I moaning in my sleep? What's happening?
Wow.
It was bad.
How's
your flight?
I was in the middle. Let's start there.
I paid $25 extra to be in the window.
I wish I even had time for that. There was nothing left when I booked my flight. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that or like a first class seat. And I was like, well, this is rude. It was like a middle all the way
on
in
New
the
Year's
back.
Week.
To, yeah. It's it was like really a mean.
$8,000 ticket.
Yeah. And then, from LA to New York to first class. It's like, no. And then I was in the middle and... The plane starts taking off, and I notice everyone's TVs around us are on except for my row. And our TV was broken, our whole row. We just had
just you guys.
Just us on the whole plane.
That sucks.
The whole plane. Just our row. No TV, nothing. Just nothing. It said configuring for 4.5 hours. So I kept being like, maybe.
It's coming. It's
yeah,
just,
yeah,
it's
it
coming
was really
along.
Fucked up. It was really fucked up. And then what else happened? I was in the middle seat.
I never watched the TV on the plane.
Nothing really got good. You don't watch TV?
Ever.
What do you do?
It's too small. I rest my eyes.
For 5 hours, usually?
Yeah. I rest my sweet little eyes.
You just rest for 5 hours? Rest. That's so white.
I just rest.
That's how little she has going on in her head. She can just rest for 5 hours, a 5 hour meditation. That's how easy it is. You're so happy. You can just meditate for 5 hours.
Even if I can't sleep, I just rest.
I haven't stopped talking on this podcast just to not let a thought in.
Kim.
And here you are, a resting and a testing.
On Sunday morning, Kim and I were at the breakfast at our hotel. And she showed me a picture. One of our fans had posted a picture with this crazy Instagram filter on it that, makes your face all fucked up.
It was, a filter that was, called, Weird Alien from Outer Space.
It's a filter that really makes your face fucked up, man.
You look like a weird cone head with sharp teeth.
It really fucks you up. And she was, laughing over it. And she mentioned, she was like, oh, that's Hannah or whatever. And I was like, I looked at it.
It was Hannah. It's the girl. It was Hannah.
Yeah, the same girl we were talking about with the colorful hair. We talk about her all the time.
We talk about her so much on our podcast. We're your biggest fans.
We're her followers. I don't know what to say.
We follow her. So, yes, it was her. It was her fucking page. And I showed you her profile picture because of that filter.
I had been up all night long. And I just looked at the picture and I was like... That doesn't look like Hannah.
And I was like, Alex, that's what happens when you show your grandmother meme. And they're like, I don't get this storybook.
I said, what happened to her face? That doesn't look like Hannah.
That's exactly what she said.
Kim was like, I'm going to slap you. Are you 97? This is an Instagram filter,
it's
you
a
fucking
filter,
retard.
You weirdo. It was so obviously a filter. It looked like an alien. She'll know what I'm talking about when she hears this.
Hannah. I thought it was you. I was like, did something happen to Hannah? Do we need to donate money to Hannah?
We started GoFundMe for her new alien face.
Anyway, that's how fucked up I was that morning.
It was like if The Exorcist was coming out in theaters and they were pushing a promo and they were like, you turn into the girl crawling out of the TV. And Alex was like, what happened to her? Alex wanted to comment on it like, hello, dear. This is me, Alex Scarlato. What happened to your face, honey?
It literally made me remember the moment in history where I showed my grandmother.
Fax me.
Fax me. I showed my grandmother like ages ago when they first came out, like things that would fuck your face up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Looking at it, and she's like, that's not us.
That's how you were.
It was the same thing.
Every time my grandma likes something on my Facebook, she also comments, I like this.
Oh, that's so cute.
I like this.
That's really cute.
It's really, really cute.
I'm into it.
Yeah, and she always signs her name too. Like, I don't know who it is. Like, her name's not on the Facebook. She'll be like, I like this, Ella.
She doesn't realize that it comes along with, like, the first thing that you're going to see is her picture in her face. That's pretty cute.
Or she's, like, real, too. Like, if she thinks someone's ugly that I posted a picture with, she'll comment, fail. It just means ugly. she's real as fuck.
It's honestly a testament that your grandmother even knows how to use social media. I mean, that's a big deal.
All she does is farm on Facebook. She farms all day on
Facebook.
She's
got a farm.
She has a whole farm. She loves it. And she loves, like, gardening for real, but I don't think she can do it that much anymore.
So she gardens on Facebook. To a virtual farm. Mm-hmm. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's like happy but sad also.
It's the future.
Yeah.
Imagine all the old ladies that wish they could have farmed 40 years ago.
That's true. All water each other's plants and shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Is she constantly inviting you to farm with her?
Yeah.
Because it's like, Grandma, I'm over it. I'm not going to get a farm.
I mean, if she asks me for one more donation for her farm, I'm going to kick her in the face.
Sorry, Grandma.
Sorry, Grandma. I'm working right now. I can't play with your imaginary toy.
Fuck you and fuck your farm, Grandma.
I'm doing serious business.
Yeah.
She's so cute. She waves us out whenever.
Oh, she does that
way. We leave, she comes out and she always waves.
My grandma used to do this old-fashioned wave, which I don't see people do anymore. She does like this.
Oh, that's the get-out wave. No. That's scary movies. I've never seen anyone who didn't want to possess their own grandchildren
do sweet,
that
way. It was sweet, though.
This?
Yeah, wait. You're doing it too slow. That's not nice. You got to hold your fingers a little more steady.
Okay.
Stiffen up, sister. Look at me. Bye-bye, Kim.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Like you're a baby.
Yeah,
that's
like
cuter.
Flapping
slow
your
is creepy, though.
Yeah, no, you don't do that kind of waves. Any kind of wave slow is creepy. Even a regular wave. Look, watch. Goodbye.
You're right.
You could fuck someone up with the wrong
wave.
You're
right.
Yeah.
You're so right.
When I was little, like literally still in a carriage, my mom always says this. I used to wave like this, like a princess.
That is so funny.
That's pretty great. I had that Princess Di shit go.
You felt that shit.
Yeah. So how do you feel about war?
Do you fuck with the war?
Are we going to war, Kim?
Are we going to war?
Yeah.
I'm at war with myself. I ignore scary things. What is war? Let's ignore it. War, 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 let's ignore the war. War, 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 let's ignore the war. Cause if it's not happening in my head, it's not real. That's what I told myself. Puerto Rico's fine.
Good job.
I have family like literally huddled in a corner somewhere in a house right now waiting for a tsunami. No. It's really horrible.
That's not cool.
It's really sad.
Put it out of your mind if you're not going to help them. I mean,
like, I'm like, what do you, it can get you guys a flight. What do you want?
I can like retweet you if you need.
You guys retweet Alex next week if my family, let us know.
Yeah.
Tweet at me and let me know how my family's doing.
Last Friday night.
I'm ignoring it.
Kim and I were literally in a parking lot in an RV from 1978, smoking like 10 joints. Like literally just continually smoking joints, yeah, until the conversation became, I don't want to go to war with Iran, man. Like war is not so cool.
Fuck the war, man.
Like, I wish that everybody could kind of just be like us. Like we're
love.
Chill, love one another.
We're a ball of love.
Like, I think this group right here is proof that once you get to know one another, you realize that your differences aren't that much anyway.
We're a ball of love.
We're all made from the same stardust, man. Us and those Iranians.
I haven't shaved my pussy.
My armpit hair is braidable.
I have crabs. So yeah, real 70s shit.
Yeah, so anyway, shit got real. And we basically kind of ended it there. We didn't talk about the war beyond that.
That was our contribution.
That was the entire conversation we had when we learned about political, unease.
My sister sent me a list of all the places that I need to avoid in New York because Iran is going to bomb them.
Can you read it?
Yeah.
Let's see how avoidable these places are.
Okay. I pass by all of them every day.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'll stop working. Who's going to pay my rent?
A bad start. Like the first one's like, New York Comedy Club, Lois Side. They're going to bomb that place for sure.
Gas Digital Network. We've heard what they've said. 1290 Avenue of the Americas, 40 Wall Street, okay, Trump Tower.
Literally right near SiriusXM, first of all. The first one's right by SiriusXM.
Yes.
So
say bye-bye to Dan Soder and Big J, everyone.
Bye-bye, Bonfire.
Crackle, crackle, say, motherfuckers.
Say your last crackle, crackle, everybody.
Me and Alex are going to come through and it's all dust and dirt and set up a pod. Bye, crackle, crackle, motherfuckers. You can tag them. We ain't scared.
Look, guys, literally my career is over. Big J dies. Let's not let that happen.
So 40 Wall Street, Trump Tower, 6 East 57th Street. Trump Park Avenue.
What's there? What's at 6 East 57th Street?
No clue.
Rockefeller Center? No.
I wish they would say the names of the places and not the address.
Give me the landmark, damn it.
Nobody goes like, let's go to 6 East 57th.
You want me to picture the damn grid? Go fuck yourself.
That's why we're all going to not make it.
Tell your sister to get a shit together.
Trump Park Avenue, Trump Park East, Trump Plaza, Trump World Tower.
Listen, any place that Trump owns is a bomb. Is bomb.
I bet magnet. No one's staying at them.
Magnet for bombs.
Would you stay at a Trump Tower right
I'll
now?
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, we used to always stay in Trump Plaza in Atlantic City. Sure, I'm exposing the less classy side of my family and myself, but we always did, and God darn it, I always had a pretty
white time.
I had a pretty darn good time there.
Oh, fuck.
No, I would not stay at a Trump hotel while he's president. It's just not a good idea. Who would?
No, it's really bad.
How are they still
idea.
Open?
They shouldn't be. It's crazy.
Isn't the president not allowed to, like, have assets in, like, other areas? Like, isn't he supposed to just be, like, president? Like, isn't that a thing?
I think he hands over the rights to his company while
so his kids are basically...
Yeah, while he's in as a president. I could look it up, though.
Right. So he basically still has the exact same amount of power as over his company.
You know what I was thinking? Probably. Chances are that because I live in Harlem, as you know, and chances are that if something happens, they're not going to hit Harlem.
No, but how often are you home?
Because could you imagine them hitting Harlem and then the white people being like, oh no. It seems like the terrorists have hit us.
Oh, no. We were just starting to move into that neighborhood. It looked like a nice
area. Now we have to build another Starbucks.
Shit. Yeah, Harlem's safe. Mm-hmm. No white person has ever said that before, but Harlem is safe.
Harlem's safe.
Yeah.
I got my package literally stolen yesterday, but I'm so angry.
I'm not saying it's safe for your packages. I'm saying it's safe from bombings.
I literally got my package. You want to hear something so annoying?
Yeah.
I ordered these Adidas boots. I've been waiting to get them for a little bit. And on Cyber Monday, they were 60% off. 60% awesome. Off. And I was so excited. Mm-hmm. They were like $60. They're normally like $130, $140 I've seen them for. And I ordered them. And then when I ordered them, they were back ordered. So then they sent me an email saying, hey, sorry, we're out of stock. We'll send them as soon as possible. Like this was on Thanksgiving. So by the time Christmas comes around, I leave. And then on December 23rd, I get an email saying your package was delivered. And then I text my cousin. She's like, there's nothing here.
Mm-mm. Annoying.
It got taken. And then when I called, they're like, okay, we're going to give you a refund. And I was like, okay, but I want the shoes. And now they're $130, and I bought them when they were on sale, and they were like, there's nothing we can do.
Sorry about that, Kim.
So everybody tag Adidas right now, and you tell them what fucking assholes they are. Tell them. Tell them what's going to happen to them in Comfort Inn if they're not good boys.
Tag Adidas and Comfort Inn in the same tweet. Confuse the fuck out of them. Who cares?
Show Adidas who they're paired up with. This is the company you hang out with. This is two
this
companies.
This is where you are in our minds.
This is where you are in our minds,
We put
Adidas.
You both on the same level. Adidas and Comfort fucking Inn.
If you let this happen to me, Adidas, I will be so upset. I'm so upset. I have been waiting for my snow boots for so long.
She wants them. I've never seen this look in her eye. Look, she looks like a puppy dog.
Adidas, please.
She wants them.
Adidas?
I mean, don't beg.
No.
They're not worth it. I want it today. Tonight.
I want it now. So yeah, no, I'm sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. That sucks.
So I'm
that blowskis.
There's been a lot of thieving happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My packages have been
nice and safe in your home.
Hey, okay.
My packages have been nice and safe. We actually pick them up in the lobby of Trump Tower.
Open this up. I want to see the other places they're going to bomb.
I read them all. Today. I hope they were all Trump.
That was all of them?
Yeah, that was it.
All the rest of them were Trump spots?
All of the rest of them were Trump
spots.
Oh,
please. We could avoid those places.
I know. I just don't go to SiriusXM.
Just don't go to SiriusXM. Mm-hmm.
I would not be happy there.
Nuh-uh.
I would not be comfy
it's
there.
It's a good bombable building because they're also like, I shouldn't say this.
Oh, no. Bobby's saying don't say it, so I don't think you should. And I think I shouldn't say that Bobby's saying don't say it, but I said it because I saw it and I don't have a filter.
Oh, please. Bobby thinks we shouldn't say 90% of the things.
Bobby shouldn't say we don't pay our taxes.
I'll say this right now. Kim admitted to me the other day that she pays her fucking taxes.
That's true.
It's all a goddamn show.
Sometimes I just say it just to say it.
She just likes to stir a goddamn controversy.
I do pay. Alex is like, you really need to start paying your taxes. She like pulled me aside and I was like, I do.
She's like, I pay my taxes, you fucking idiot.
She was really concerned. I cheat my taxes, but I pay them.
Bobby's freaking out.
Yes, I don't claim at all. But
was I supposed to?
But they get a little, exactly how they give me a little. There you go, little government. Here's what I owe you.
Here's my little percentage.
Here's what I owe you.
Kim, I feel like you and I know nothing about how the world works.
I have no idea like, how taxes work, so I don't even know if I'm cheating them ever. I might be cheating myself.
If I had to do my own taxes, I'd be in jail.
I should be in jail, I think.
I just get help.
Whoever has to check taxes, check mine. Mine are wrong. I'm telling you right now. If you have a fact checker for the taxes, check my shit. They're not right.
You know what they should do? Like, if your taxes are fucked up, they should give you, like, one chance where they send you a tutor. And this tutor's like, this is how you do your taxes, just for next time. And then on your second fuck up,
you should be able to fuck it up once.
Come on, what's one fuck up? What's one tax fuck up, government? Like, it happens. Not everybody could do math.
No,
honestly, they should look at your IQ.
I can't even remember where I've worked.
And if your IQ is lower, they should like let you have a higher mistake, like a higher percentage mistake on your taxes, because like who are you to figure out that math?
Can I tell you the problem with my life?
Please. Go on.
I don't even know where I've worked in order to do the taxes for it. Like, people, a lot of places don't just send you your W-2 unless you ask for it.
You know what? That's a damn good point.
And I'm like, I don't know where I've been. Like, Bobby, tell me. I see you wanting to chime in.
Bobby's just like, keep your mouth fucking shut.
No, any place is required to send you a W-2, any place you worked.
They're required to send it to me?
Oh, yeah.
But doesn't she have to, would she might maybe have to ask for it?
I mean, they would have to have your address and shit on file.
So what if they don't? What if a place forgot to ask? I know, you know how many comedy club owners are passed out on coke every time I go to the fucking show? I don't see them.
Do you know how many of Kim's W-2s are just sitting at Lewis's apartment in the corner somewhere?
Oh, my God. I'm not getting any of the ones sent over there.
Sure. At the same time, I don't know how many of these places are claiming you as being working.
Right, but for example, yeah, for if they had that address instead of your new address.
If they get sent to an old place you used to
live. I'll tell you where they are. I'll bet they would be sitting on...
They're folded up with weed in between them where he rolls his
bathroom because he's like rolling blunts on the toilet. Yeah.
It's so gross that I know that you babysit, so you know that you've seen the...
The male's always in the bathroom.
On the toilet. Yeah, it's disgusting. Wow. Why? Sometimes I like remembering those things, you know, because it's a good reminder.
Like, why is all the mail in the bathroom? What's happening?
I should have known. The first day me and Liz moved in and he accidentally left a huge shit in the toilet. And he was like, no, not the first day.
People do that here sometimes.
Not the first day you move in with someone you love.
That's so funny.
You wait. You wait till the night at least.
Can't wait to forget.
I was still by myself carrying things up 4 flights of stairs.
Kim, you never forgot to flush a dump before.
Not the first day.
It isn't his fault. I'll come to his defense on this.
No, dude. I can tell you haven't flushed a poop in your life before.
I flush every poop in my... Oh, not another man's poop. No. I've never flushed another man's poop.
It's disturbing. And you know what's the worst when you...
I flushed a poop here. It fucking stuck to the toilet. I swear to God, the toilet flushed around the poop.
Remember bidet...
This was months ago.
Remember bidet gate?
for me? I do. I never used the bidet since.
Never?
Yeah, go and tell him. Go and tell him.
I don't even know if I could tell the story because I think it's Harrington shit.
Tell the story.
Okay. So they have a bidet at Gas Digital that they brag that costs so much money.
And the men love it. Self-cleaning. They love it.
And it's supposed to clean your asshole so well. And
it's supposed to basically power wash your asshole. They're like, yeah.
I never use it. And one day I got curious. I was there and I just fucking sat on the shit. And I started bidetting my asshole and it came out warm and then it dried it and it's all
it
very...
It blows air at you? It's kind of nice.
As someone who doesn't like germs, I did not enjoy the experience. I was just imagining the air from the inside of the toilet drying my pussy. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't seem...
It's different if you have a dick. I would love a bidet if I had a dick and balls.
I'm like, just so open down
you could
there.
Assume you your fucking balls are dirty to begin with. Yeah, like I have a big opening down there. It's not that big, I mean.
But... Mine's wide. Miles wide. It's huge. You can fit a head in there.
I've got a gash down there, all right?
I've got a pretty good gash down there, I'm not gonna lie. So after I was done, I turned around and I looked at the bidet and there was poop on it.
Poop on it.
And I had just peed. I was just using it for fun.
On the bidet. Who shits on the bidet?
Which means that like if there was poop on the jet part, it went straight into my asshole.
Jetted into her asshole.
What I'm saying is whatever the experiment they use, doctors use.
Kim had a fecal transplant. Yeah.
I had a fecal transplant and I think it was Harrington's poop. And I'm really upset by it.
You have Harrington's biome in you
now. I'm not going to lie. I've had weird migraines ever since.
That's when your migraines started?
Yeah, that's when my migraines started. So,
Kim told me that and I haven't used the bidet since, literally.
Yeah, and it was really the most scarring time in my life. And I'm so careful. If I have a guest come over and sit on my toilet, if I don't get a chance to clean it, I'll put toilet paper down in my own toilet.
On your own toilet?
After a guest, yeah.
After I come over?
No.
Okay.
No. Dude, like a
what you say right now.
Like a guest.
Like Harrington.
You know what I mean.
It's the only time you refer to him as a guest.
A guest. But yeah. So I had Harrington's shit in my ass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys are brothers now. Like,
yeah, we're brothers. We're blood brothers.
You're poop brothers now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking gross. That's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that.
No.
No. I would prefer to if I'm in a situation where I feel like I really need a bidet, I'll just wet a piece of toilet paper. You know? You ever wipe with a wet piece of toilet paper?
Nope, I get
not bad.
Wipes. There's things called wipes. No, it's terrible to use wet toilet paper because it falls apart in your asshole and then you've got poopy little pieces of toilet paper in your asshole.
Toilet paper be falling apart in your asshole regardless.
Alex has so much shit in her toilet paper in her asshole right now. I'm seeing it.
My asshole is so clean, Kim.
Is it? It's even so with clean. The wet toilet paper?
I'm literally confident that if I pulled it out right now, you'd be like, that's really
clean. We could have a smell off.
Well... It's like, smell is a little unfair, but like, it looks
clean. Why is it unfair?
Because it's like, how do I know that my asshole is not as stinky as yours?
If it's clean.
Well, mine's clean, but it could still be like smellier than another person's.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. You're right.
Like, what if you showered 4 hours ago and I showered 8 hours ago? I'm going to have a stinkier asshole.
All right. Well, I got to go. I'm going to be late for this show. I would love to continue this. But
you know what? To be continued another time.
We have to finish this fecal talk later. You guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I've been Kim Congdon. Follow me on Twitter at Kim Congdon. Why do I always fuck the intro and outro up? Have I ever done a podcast once?
Kim, I'm Kim Congdon.
Follow me on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. Check out my TikTok at Kim Congdon. I'm going to drop my TikTok every time. I'm going TikTok famous.
I hope so.
And Alex?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Alex Scar. Check out all the shows I produce at Gas Digital. And if you guys love the show and you're listening on either iTunes or YouTube, just remember that we have all of our episodes available on demand on gasdigitalnetwork.com. All you have to do is sign up with promo code TOPICS, TOPIX. You'll get 15% off your membership as well as a 2-week free trial. You can fucking cancel it at the end of the 2 weeks if you don't like it.
Cancel it if you won't, bitch.
Cancel that shit. Just watch all of our shit. You could go all the way back to episode one. And you also get all the other shows on the network. There's like, what, 20 shows or something like that? It's crazy.
It's 21 shows.
21 shows from episode one. Literally, if you start watching podcasts tonight, you could end in like a year and a half or something. It's crazy how many hours on hours we have on Gas Digital. Go sign up. You'll you won't regret it.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.